All right, at 14 past the hour, let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with John Boggs.
Hi, Jeffrey O.
I was waiting. Hello.
I know you were. I thought you were going to say hello.
Hello, anybody there?
Hey, we got a busy, busy week coming up. You know,
sure
you mentioned the Fair Queen contest Sunday evening. Saturday is, for those who have swimmers in the family, the summer swim team has their conference meet at the Portland Pool Saturday. It's from 9 a.m. It'll run about 6 hours, so I imagine around 1 or 2. If you have not gone out and seen the swim team, it's really a treat. You ought to go out and watch it, especially since it's going to be here in town. It's going to be the conference meet and the last one of the year. And one of the biggest events happening is Joe Hilty is going to have his Lemonade for Soldiers stand open this Friday, the 13th, in front of the First Merchants Bank from 11 to 5 p.m. He's been given the opportunity to get a $500 matching grant by selling lemonade and trying to sell $500 worth so he can raise a total of $1,000. For those who don't know about Joe, he's been selling lemonade and using the proceeds to put together gift packs that he sends to soldiers. And I believe last count he sent 96 gift packs over and raised over $2,500. So please, if you get a chance, go by the First Merchants Bank, buy a little bit of lemonade, and help out Joe. Today we have Jeannie Houchins and Joe Vinson with us to talk about the Norm Vinson poker run. Jeannie, welcome.
Hi, John. Our poker run, this will be our third annual. It's going to be August 4th. And this year, we are changing it a little bit. We're going to have our registration and starting point at the Jay County Chamber parking lot. And registration starts at 10, first bike out at 12. And our route's changing a little bit. We're going to go around Salina Lake this time, around to Burn, stop at Fear Sports, which is a brand new member of the chamber. And from there, we'll proceed to go to the Penville Park, where we'll have a live band, we'll have food, lots of entertainment, we'll have drawings, a raffle. I mean, there's just a lot of things planned. So.
Really? How long is the route? You said Salina and Burn. It sounds like about 100, 120
miles. Like I said, it's right around 100 miles.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So it should be a fun day.
And it's not just for motorcycles, is that correct?
Oh, no. If you want to drive your car through the route, you can do that. Vintage cars, classics, whatever you want to drive, you can bring it.
And August 4th, we all know August is going to be a nice, cool month in Indiana.
Oh, yeah, it always is.
Well, we've already had the August weather, so obviously we're going to have nice.
Maybe we'll have September weather.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? That'd be nice. Well, I know this is the third annual. Actually, I think Scott Bolenbacher, I talked with him the first year that we had the poker run, and had a great turnout. What are you expecting this year in terms of turnout?
We're really hoping that we can have 100 bikes come out. The first year, we were not far off from 100. Last year's attendance was down just a little bit, but we still had a lot of people participating in at the end of the route, you know. Mm-hmm. So this year we'd really like to have 100 bikes. The money raised goes into the Norm Vinson Foundation for scholarships. So the past 2 years, that total's been able to go up in our scholarships. So we're hoping that, you know, every year we can raise more money so that the scholarship amount goes up.
Good. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Joe, tell us a little bit about the fund, how it got started, and
sure. Norm obviously was my father, and he was unfortunately killed in a motorcycle accident. We actually had the idea brought up to us to start a scholarship. He was very active in the community, so we felt we'd get quite a bit of support with that. Mm-hmm. So we did start the scholarship, and through the Jay County Chamber of Commerce, we've kind of developed a partnership with them for this poker run as a fundraiser for that. And we, like Jeannie said, this is the third year. We are hoping to build that scholarship, obviously, as large as we possibly can. And we are giving that out every year to a Jay County senior.
Okay. Is there any special qualification for the scholarship, or is it just...
We do try to give it out to a Pennville area student if one is available. Our family, from being from Pennville and, sure, and putting a lot of time into that town trying to develop Pennville, we do try to give it to a Pennville student first if they're available. If we do not have any Pennville students, then it's just Jay County senior.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. I know we have a lot of wonderful scholarships, and certainly this is a great one. I know the Chamber has done an excellent job of putting this together, but the Chamber's not the only sponsor.
Oh,
so
let's
talk about the sponsors. I don't want them to be slighted, because I know they put a lot of effort into it.
They have, and every year our sponsorship grows, okay, which is wonderful. This year's sponsors are One Shot Sports, Beard Freeman Funeral Home, McAfee Recycling, Patriot Sportswear, Harris Mechanical, All Circuit Electric, and Bixler Insurance.
Okay.
And don't want to forget to mention Adair Processing, and Cindy does a wonderful job with all of our food at the end of the route, so excellent meal for us to have.
Yep. And you've got some others you can mention too,
Joe? We sure do. We've got Fuqua, Chrysler, Dodge Jeep, Bullenbacher & Associates, Burkhart, Mosier Engineering, Wampum Hardware, EP Graphics, and Progressive Office Products.
Pretty good list.
Mm-hmm. It is. And
pretty,
as I said,
list.
It's growing every year, yeah, which is great.
So if someone has never been on a poker run, explain how a poker run works.
Well, at the starting point, you know, obviously you have to pay for your registration, which, by the way, is $20 per bike plus $5 for the rider.
Okay.
Same for any other type of transportation. You draw a card at all the different stops, and the one with the highest poker hand at the end wins the cash prize.
Okay.
So it's just a lot of fun. You know, you ride as a group, go around, you know, you get to see areas maybe that you wouldn't normally see, mm-hmm, because not, mm-hmm, everybody travels those routes when they're on the bike.
You know, in this day and age when everybody is going to and from and so busy and whatever, mm-hmm, a poker run is kind of a throwback to those days you just hopped in the car and drove.
Exactly, mm-hmm, yeah. And you get to meet a lot of nice people. You know, believe it or not, just riding on that route for 100 miles, you can kind of get to know people. So it's another way to broaden your friendships.
Sure. Anything you want to talk about on the prizes that you're going to have? Or?
We're collecting donations for raffle prizes. We're also going to have a live auction. Tammy, mm-hmm, Hanlon's going to be doing our auction. And if anybody out there wants to donate to either the raffle drawings or the auction, you know, we're looking for donations. That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have lots of food at the beginning and at registration and at the end, and supply drinks for people. So, you know, as I said, though, if anybody has anything that they want to donate as an item, it is a very good way to advertise your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do lots of talk about the items and who donated those. So,
sure,
if you want to donate something, you can contact the Chamber or Joe or myself.
Okay. Joe, are you going to be riding?
If I can come over the bike, I will be riding. I have had some people offer me their bike the last 2 years, so I was able to ride, which has been really nice. A lot of our family members and friends, and new friends that we've made from this poker run, go on it. So we really enjoy meeting all the people that come, and obviously it's greatly appreciated. This is a very important event for us and our family. And one thing I would like to mention is you do not have to ride on the poker run to participate in the events. The poker hand obviously is part of the run, but as far as the raffles and the 50-50 drawings, and we will have a meal, like Jeannie said, at the end from Adair Processing, the band, All the games and the auctions, you do not have to be on the Poker Run to participate. We invite people to that at the end of the run as well. If you don't have a bike or maybe you're working or busy, you can still come to the end and partake in all the games and prizes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, this is sponsored by the Chamber.
Yes.
And then your other sponsors, of course, are involved. It starts at the Chamber parking lot?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Registration is at the Chamber parking lot. At 10 o'clock is when you can start signing up. We're going to be having some food there and, you know, like water, that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And the first bike will leave at 12. And then we're hoping to have everybody back to Pennville by 4, which they should be able to accomplish that. And then around 4:30 is when we're going to have our raffle drawings. The band will start shortly after that. And our meal will be over there. But as Joe said, if you want to come and have the meal, you can do that. It's, I think, $5 for the meal for everyone that did not participate in the poker ride.
What do you know who the band is yet?
Run Amok.
Run Amok. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
For those who know Run Amok, and unfortunately I've not seen them, but I have heard that they've been around Portland quite a bit, so
yeah.
I'm sure they're a very good band. And
from what I hear, they are.
Have their own following.
By the way, John, they were out at the July 4th celebration. They played very well, so you guys will have a good band.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, so there's, you know, Jeffrey O's endorsement. That'll make them famous now.
We actually have something new this year that we want to challenge you, John.
Me?
Participate in.
Okay.
We're going to have a dunk tank.
A dunk tank?
Yes.
Dunk him.
So we are looking for people that would like to help raise money for this scholarship foundation,
uh-huh,
or scholarship fund, and we'll put you to the challenge.
You want someone to sit in there and,
yeah,
you know, you really need someone who, although I'm really, you know, guys, I'm like complimented, but you really need someone that's got a big personality.
Okay.
Someone that's on the air every day.
So who would you suggest?
Well, what do you think, Jeffrey O?
Not me. I can't swim.
It's okay. All you got to do is stand up.
Yeah, all Jeffrey O. Fall in. You don't have to swim.
I'll tell you what, Jeffrey O. I'll even buy your floaties for you.
Oh, man. That's a real incentive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll have to talk about that. But we'll make sure that all your participants that want it will get the publicity.
Okay.
Maybe even the don't want it, we'll make sure they
exactly
get the publicity.
Yeah.
Okay, again, that's the Norm Vincent Poker Run on Saturday, August 4th. And people may wonder why we're promoting it so early. Well, we know it takes a while to drive on that 100-mile route. So people may need to plan a little bit more. So clear out your calendar for Saturday, August 4th.
Yes.
And can you pre-register?
Yes, you can. You can register at the Chamber office. And if I'm not mistaken, you can go to Jay County Chamber's website and register through the website.
Okay.
But definitely at the
office Chamber
itself.
Office.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jeffrey O, we're going to go back to you, and when we come back, we're going to have Cindy Adair join us, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on at the Pennville Legion Lions Fair.
Man, I'm really thinking about that dunk tank, and I think John would be the perfect shot for that one.
You know, I think it's unfair because you're on the air more than I am. You're going to be really beaten up on me on that, aren't you?
You better believe it. I hope you can swim.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.